Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Time to run. Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back to another edition, kids. I'm your host, the Metal Dad. And that, as we do pretty much every week, up in the irons to start the show, Iron Maiden, Power Slave, one of their greatest songs off one of their greatest albums in my mind. And yeah, Iron Maiden. And thank you, Lord Gates, once again for the introduction. So this is the Metal Dad Radio Show, and we've got a lot of new music for you guys this week. We're not doing any sort of special segment in the middle like we normally do. We're just playing catch-up on new music, because in a couple weeks, we're going to be unleashing our top 20 metal albums of 2024, and I need to get on my horse and start listening to some stuff that's been in my queue for a while. But those two episodes, so we've got this week, we've got next week, there'll be regular episodes, and then the weeks of December 19th and December 26th, those are going to be our two episodes featuring the Candyman, by the way, that will be counting down our top 20 metal albums of 2024, 20 through 11 on the 19th and 10 through 1 on the 26th. So be ready for that. So let's play catch up, shall we? We're going to go all the way back to an album that was released back in January from a killer band out of Salt Lake City, Utah called Moon Wizard. And they dropped an album called Sirens. Let's give you a track off this one right now. This is called Crestfallen. It's Metal Dad Radio.
On the couch.
Metal Dad Radio. And there you go. Three new tracks from albums that came out earlier this year. That right there, a band you should definitely know, Celestial Season from the Netherlands. They put out a new record on May 17th called Mysterium 3. It's the third, of course, in a series of Mysterium albums released through Burning World Records. We gave you the track Nepenthe. Before that, a band out of Finland called Opium Warlords, which features Sami Albert Hinnian, who was the bass player for Reverend Bizarre, but also has had this project going since 2009, Opium Warlords. And he put out a new record just about a couple months ago, September 13th. The album is called Strength, came out through Svart Records. And we played you a track called It Never Happened, really digging that album. And then starting off the block, a band that put out a record all the way back in January, Moon Wizard from Salt Lake City, Utah, who put out their new album Sirens on January 26th, and we gave you the track Crestfallen. So as promised, we're just going to continue rolling with the new music here as we continue to play catch-up, although what I'm about to play is a band we've already played one track off of their new record. The band is Winterfilleth, and on September 13th, they dropped their new record, The Imperious Horizon, through Candlelight Records. Let's give you a track off it right now. This one is called To the Edge of Tyranny. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio, and there you go, three more new tracks, including one that just came out this past week. That was a band right there out of Oakland, California area by the name of Mephitis, and they just put a new record out called The Scorion, The Graylier through Profound Lore Records on November 29th. That dropped, and we gave you the track called The Untwined One. Mephitis, or Mephitis. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, in all honesty. It's an ancient Roman minor goddess of swamps and things like that. Foul air. I had to Google that. Before that was a band called Pestle and Hex, who just also dropped a new record last week called Sorceries of Sanguine and Shadow through Divibber Morti Productions. Great album. Threnody of the Moon Ascendant was the name of the track we played. Again, Pestle and Hex, the name of the band. And starting off the block, Winterfilleth, The Imperious Horizon is the name of their new record that just dropped on September 13th through Candlelight Records, and we gave you the track To the Edge of Tyranny. So we are going to go into a vlog now, though, of albums celebrating anniversaries, because there's three highly influential albums that are all celebrating anniversaries this week, including one that helped kickstart black metal as we know it. And so, of course, I'm talking about Venom. And on December 1st, 1981, they released their debut album, Welcome to Hell. So let's give you the title track right now. This is Venom. It's Meltdown Radio.
Fight, we will fight, right, living long.
Metal Dad Radio. And there you go. Those were three highly influential albums, all celebrating anniversaries this week, including Destruction, who on December 1st, 1987, released their classic album, Release from Agony. We gave you the title track off of that one. Before that, Slayer, on December 3rd, 1983, they dropped Show No Mercy through Metal Blade Records. And we gave you one of the best tracks on that album, Black Magic. And before that, start off the block, Venom, who on December 1st, 1981, released their debut album, Welcome to Hell, through Neat Records, critically panned upon its release, yet one of the most influential albums to come out of the new wave of British heavy metal scene. And we gave you the title track, by the way, just in case you're wondering. So don't forget, kids, next week will be a regular Metal Dad radio show, and then the weeks of the 19th and 26th of December, the Candyman will be back, and we'll be counting down our top 20 metal albums of 2024. Then we'll be taking a brief one-week break the week of New Year's, and we'll be back with new episodes January 9th. So three more episodes this week, this year, including our top 20 metal countdown. So stay tuned for that. And of course, you can find all these episodes eventually in the Cygnus Radio archives at cygnusradio.com. Time for us now to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to who we believe is the first ever heavy metal band. DJ French Fry, do you know who that is?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. You want to send us out?
Yep. Goodbye!
See you next week, kids.